Welcome, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com again with another podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. At least three times a week, we write up a review of a value-priced wine. And then when we're done with that, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. And we've been writing reviews for about 15 years and the podcast for about three, so there's a lot of stuff out there. Just check it out and you'll be happy because it's, say so myself, we're not that bad. And what we have today is we're still in party mode. It's middle of December. What's the day? 15th of December. We're getting ready for New Year's Eve on this one. This is the Piper Sonoma Brut. Piper Sonoma Brut is part of the Piper Heidsieck, a champagne family in California. It's part of Mondavi and Folio Wines, but it's owned by Piper Heidsieck's the family that's been making champagne for a couple centuries. And in Sonoma, they've been there for 43 years. So they have a footprint there. They use 20 different growers. Like most champagne houses in Champagne use growers. They don't have their own land. Very few of them do. And if they do have it, it's only for the $1,000 bottles. So getting your grapes from somebody else is like a champagne tradition, though this is Sonoma. And what happens here, this is a like 56, if I go off memory, champagne, 56%, then like 26% Pinot Noir, and then I'm trying to get the percentage right in my head, and that won't work, so, and then a little bit of Pinot Blanc. Pinot Blanc is a mutation of Pinot Noir. Every so often, the grape, the red grapes turn white, but at this point, that's stable to where they can grow it. And one thing that's unique here is they take 6% of reserve blended wine, and they add that to each and every bottle. So the reserve wines are the, this is a wine, it sells list for $21.99. I found it for $17 because it's December and on sale. But then they have wines that go all the way up to $100, whatever, from California. And some of the reserve wines, there's a more expensive one. And 6% is a good chunk to put in every bottle of the upper level wine. The second fermentation, or triage, where they ferment the first, the wine's fermented the first time. That's in the house style. They do their little tricks there. Then they add a little bit of yeast and a little bit of sugar to every bottle, close it up. And here it's 19 months later, the minimum of 19 months, before they open it up and pull the dead yeast out and add that reserve wine. In Champagne, it's a minimum of 18 months, so Piper Sonoma has one more month. It's one more. It's 11. And so they have some fairly decent quality standards here. And one thing I don't understand, because one thing I've been trying to do recently is find alternatives to Champagne. I love Champagne, but it's expensive. I mean, it's kind of ridiculously priced, and one of the reasons why, because everybody's buying, like the Chinese and everybody else is buying vineyards there. It's $100 million an acre. So how can you sell for anything less than whatever they're selling it for? But these are wines you can find for under $20. These California versions of French champagne houses, and they're owned and operated by that French champagne houses, are $20 for a pretty good bubbly. You know, I'm thinking about, I've got a bunch of them on the website. I'm going to put out in the next day or so, just put out a post with just links to all the different traditional style champagne bubblies that we've done over the years, so people can find them. Because I didn't know about this. I didn't know Piper Sonoma was a thing. I knew Chandon because you can find that at Target. But there's all sorts of really cool champagne house bubblies. And the thing about it is Napa, you know, Sonoma, Mendocino, Monterey, is that the same as, you know, the grapes grown there? Is that the same as Champagne? No, it's different, but it's different bad. And at half the price, is different bad at all? No, it ain't different at all. It's pretty good. And I'm going to take a sip because this is a pretty good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Piper Sonoma Brut is a very satisfying drink. It has all the things that champagne does. Maybe it doesn't have, like champagne, the atmosphere, the pressure in the bottle is like the most in champagne, and it's lesser everywhere else, and I imagine this is lesser too. But I don't drink the wine just because it goes poof, or when you pop the top on it, though they do have to pop the top. You know, you want the taste, and it's got this really well-balanced, crisp, flavorful, kind of complex, a little bit of depth taste for the Brut. Now, usually the Brut style for any of these champagne houses are California, wherever it's come from, that's usually the house style. Then they take that and they go different places. And Brut's usually the most affordable because they make the most of it, and then everything goes from there. And they make the reason there's a house style, so every time you go back to it, you get the same experience, because that's what they want. They want to draw you in. This is good. I'm going to have. I know that I can trust this because you're paying a little bit of money on these things. Even this $17 isn't the cheapest wine, though it's not expensive at all. And it's even more so with champagne. Champagne, rather than a California sparkling wine from a champagne house. So it's these Sonoma wines, these California champagne wines, aren't that much different from a champagne, especially the entry level. There is such a thing as entry level champagne. They kind of bring it. And as much as I do love champagne, I love this too. I mean, it's not as if you're losing anything by having a Piper Sonoma than a Piper Heidsieck. And maybe the higher end stuff, when it gets fancy, when it gets extended triage, when they do special things to it, and when they do vintage dated and they do all that. Took another sip. Yeah, it's really balanced. It's nice. It's a nice wine. So there you go. I mean, this is Piper Sonoma Brut, $17. If you don't want to spend $45 on a wine, this is a great alternative. And that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com. This is the Piper Sonoma Brut. You should be able to find it under $20. And there you go. Like us where you like your podcast, if you will. I've got a Trader Joe's Reserved wine coming up. And a couple more because we still have the holidays. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.